Imagine your logo stopping a scroll dead in its tracks, not because it's loud, but because it suddenly makes sense to the person staring at their phone. That split-second clarity is worth more than 1,000 impressions. Here's a stat for you. Brands that simplify their visual hierarchy see measurable uplift in click-through rates within the first week of a test. Today, we're going to show you how to find the leaks that cost you customers and patch them fast in a 30-minute audio-first visual audit you can run anywhere. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with your co-host, Wendy.
Hey, everyone. Excited to be here. Today, we'll walk through one practical 30-minute visual audit you can run alone or with a client. We'll cover three things: the 5-point audit framework, the tools and quick fixes you can do without a full redesign, and a narrated minute-by-minute walkthrough of a fictional client's homepage so you know what to look for in practice.
Let's start with the foundation, why these visual audits matter. When attention is currency, visuals are the transaction interface. A confused visual costs a visitor's attention and often their trust. Our framework focuses on 5 checkpoints: clarity, visual hierarchy, brand voice alignment, CTA prominence, and technical readiness. Those 5 things, when fixed, tighten your conversion funnel dramatically. First, clarity. Ask, can a stranger tell what you sell in 3 seconds? If your logo or headline is clever but vague, you're leaking intent. Studio example. We had a bakery client whose elegant logotype read beautifully but didn't read as food. A simple secondary mark with a pastry silhouette increased click-throughs because visitors immediately understood the offer.
Second, visual hierarchy. This is about where the eye lands first, second, and third. If your CTA competes with your hero imagery, or if multiple CTAs equal multiple choices, conversion drops. We test by removing everything but the primary action and asking, does the page still lead the visitor to the goal? If not, simplify.
Third, brand voice alignment. Your visuals must match the words. A playful illustration with a button that reads "Book a Demo" creates dissonance. Match tone, color, and typography to the promise you make. When imagery and copy sing the same song, trust grows and hesitation shrinks.
Fourth, CTA prominence. Size, color, placement, and copy all matter. Learn more is a weak signal next to a vivid offer. Make your CTA an outcome-driven command. Get your free audit beats learn more every time. Use contrast in white space so the CTA doesn't get lost in a visual crowd.
Finally, technical readiness. Images that don't load, low-res logos, or buttons that feel like images instead of interactive elements kill momentum. Test across devices, check load times, and ensure accessible contrast so that everyone can act quickly. Okay, tools and tactics. How do you run an audio-first visual audit without sitting at a screen? Start by narrating the experience out loud. Walk the page like a user and speak everything you see out loud. Use a 5-minute timer per checkpoint and the following low-effort methods: auditory checklists, quick sketch exercises, and simple verification tests.
Here's an audio-friendly checklist you can run in 30 minutes. Minute 1, headline clarity. Minutes 2 and 3, hierarchy and CTA prominence. Minute 4, brand voice alignment. Minute 5, technical readiness and final notes. Keep a sketch pad handy to draw alternate layouts in under a minute. These rapid visual swaps reveal what's blocking conversion.
Now, let's do an imagination break, a 1-minute exercise to surface obvious leaks. Pull out your sketch pad or open a blank note. I'll guide you. Close your eyes for 5 seconds and picture the homepage. Name the first 3 things you saw. Now sketch the simplest hero area that shows who you are, what you do, and the primary action. Ready? Go. 1 minute.
Time's up. Did your sketch have 1 clear headline and 1 clear CTA? If not,
That's a quick win. Simplify and test. Even a tiny change to wording or button color can produce measurable lifts.
Now for a live narrated audit. Picture Maple Plus Maine, a fictional small business with a busy homepage and a local storefront. We'll walk minute by minute through their top of funnel experience and narrate before and after fixes.
Minute 1, the hero area. Before, elegant photography, small script logo in the corner, headline that says artisanal goods and more. After, replace vague headline with handmade candles and locally made gifts, same day pickup. Add a bold CTA, see today's best sellers. Result, clearer intent and a direct action for visitors who want to buy now.
From a signage and print perspective, I'd add that their storefront sign needed a simplified mark for readability at distance. Before you print a full sign, test a single color silhouette of the candle mark and a short word mark. That tiny technical fix reduces friction when new customers search for you on the street or online.
Minute 2 and 3, the product grid. Before, 6 competing calls to action and promotional badges across the grid. After, consolidate to 1 primary CTA per row and use a single badge for a flagship product. Result, higher add-to-cart rates because attention funnels to a clear action.
Minute 4, brand voice checks. Before, playful microcopy but formal product descriptions. After, match playful voice across microcopy and descriptions and insert social proof like loved by 1,200 locals. Small consistency choices increase trust and make the purchase feel safer.
Minute 5, tech and readiness. Before, slow loading hero image and a low contrast CTA. After, compress the hero, serve an optimized WebP, and increase button contrast while retaining brand color. Result, faster load times and clearer clicks that compounds into measurable conversion lifts.
Curious. One more quick tip. Track impact. Run the simple A-B test. Current hero versus the simplified hero for 2 weeks. Look at click-throughs and conversion rate. Even a 5% lift validates the effort. A higher lift funds more design work.
Key takeaways. Quick bullets to remember. First, always start with clarity. Can a visitor name what you do in 3 seconds? Second, fix visual hierarchy so your CTA is the star of the stage. Third, make brand voice consistent across visuals and copy. Fourth, make CTAs prominent, outcome-driven, and easy to click. Fifth, check technical readiness, load times, image quality, and accessibility.
Try these 3 priority quick fixes this week. Simplify your hero to 1 message in 1 CTA. Run an imagination break sketch and implement the simplest version. And run an A-B test on your new hero for at least 1 week. For the printable 5-point checklist and templates, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit and grab the resources to run this audit with clients.
And if you're trying this with a client, set expectations. This sprint is diagnostic. It surfaces quick wins, not full systems. Recommend a deeper rollout plan if your audit reveals systemic issues.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Next episode, we'll unpack the anatomy of a brand refresh that doubled a client's qualification rate. Spoiler, it started with a single sentence and a simpler logo.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.